I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. The Scott administration says the state will open up COVID vaccine registration for 12 to 15-year-olds as soon as the federal government gives the final go-ahead. The Centers for Disease Control are expected to sign off today on the Pfizer vaccine for children in that age group following the Food and Drug Administration's approval on Monday. Human Services Secretary Mike Smith says the state is ready to help get shots into arms as soon as possible.
Pending CDC's approval, we are tentatively planning to open registration immediately. If the decision comes outside business hours, registration will open at 8:15 the next morning. Beginning May 17th, school-based sites will be part of this effort, as well as our regular clinics.
There are about 27,000 Vermonters in the 12 to 15-year-old age band. Smith says families with children that age are eligible to go to any site that offers the Pfizer vaccine. A nearly two-year investigation by the Vermont Human Rights Commission has found that Bennington police discriminated against former state representative Kaya Morris because of her race. The commission's report says police failed to adequately investigate a white supremacist who targeted Morris with racist social media posts. Morris said during a press conference on Tuesday she wants the report to result in leadership changes in Bennington.
No changes in staffing or penalties for the town manager or the chief of police has emerged from this experience, which my family feels is necessary to begin on a meaningful path towards real change in Bennington.
Morris and her family reached a settlement last month over alleged violations of the state's Fair Housing and Public Accommodations Act. The town agreed to pay Morris and her family more than $130,000 as part of that settlement. An offshore wind project off Massachusetts that would create 800 megawatts of electricity, enough to power 400,000 homes, has been approved by the federal government. The Vineyard Wind Project, south of Martha's Vineyard near Cape Cod, would be the first utility-scale wind power development in federal waters. It will consist of up to 84 wind turbines located on 12 nautical miles off Martha's Vineyard. Tuesday's approval of the $3 billion project, which could be completed in about 2 years, came after decades of debate about the sustainability of U.S. offshore wind. Eye on the sky forecast for today. Clouds give way to increasing sunshine. Mixed clouds this afternoon. Some scattered afternoon showers, mostly from the Adirondacks and Route 4 north. They'll be spotty to the south today. Highs in the 50s, in the low 60s west and south. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.